Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, the call of the apostles. So Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to cast out A reading from chapter 10 of Matthew's Gospel. So Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to cast out unclean spirits and to heal every kind of disease and infirmity. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also called Peter, then his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, the traitor. These 12 Jesus sent out, but first gave them their instructions. Do not go, he said, into the walks of the Gentiles or into any city of Samaria. Go rather to the lost sheep that belong to the house of Israel. And preach as you go, telling them, the kingdom of God is at hand. This is the word of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This reading is set for Wednesday, the 8th of July. It also happens to be my grandmother's birthday and the birthdays of two of my very good friends. The friends are both Dominican sisters like myself, and my grandmother was born in Tipperary in Ireland in 1875 and has been dead for quite a long time now. But she lived to 90, and she was a wonderful apostle. She believed she was sent by Jesus Christ and was a real apostle in the rural part of Southland in New Zealand in which she worked. Maureen and Mariana, whose birthdays are also on the 8th of July, are also apostles. They've lived their life working in various ministries, preaching the good news of Jesus as they went. Both quite inspiring women, dedicated to the work they do, and a lot of good fun at the same time, a big asset to our Dominican community. Meantime, these apostles were all men, and the ones named in that reading, that the list given there is very similar to the list given in Mark's Gospel, a little different to that given in Luke's Gospel. But a lot of women are mentioned in the New Testament, and they too were the foundation people of the early church, I well imagine. People like Lydia and Phoebe and Priscilla, Mary Cleophas, Mary Magdalene, and so on. You know their names as well as I. These are the ones who had heard the good news and went with them with the message throughout their lives. Today, however, if Jesus was sending us forth, would he send us forth to deal, as in that reading, with unclean spirits as we envisage them from the reading? Or what exactly would he have in mind? What are we being sent to do? Or where are we being sent to proclaim the good news? And I wonder, are we called to seek truth in the face of all the mixed messages we receive from the media every day? We're bombarded with them. This angle, then that angle, one cover up, then another a spin. Or are we called, are we sent to discern what's the best way for a group of people to act in the face of serious injustice? Are we sent to proclaim genuine values and the common good in the face of today's approach of personal entitlement and commitment to the consumerist postmodern society? Where does our good news go, and what should it look like? It's no good being sent if we actually don't know what the message is. Where can good news enliven people's life, bring them joy, bring them fulfillment, bring them satisfaction, when the Beatitudes are part of the message and the media keeps telling us we must have more, we must go here, we must be like this? How do we help people see their way through the forest and maze of bewildering directions? Another aspect of this list that we have today is that Pope Benedict has called for a year of the priest. And these apostles named in Matthew are often listed as the first priests. However, we know well that through our baptism, we are baptized into the priesthood of Jesus. During this coming year, we need to look at the baptism of everyone, the baptism of the elderly, the baptism into the priesthood of the young children, the baptism into the priesthood of all men and women, not only the ordained priest. Yet, we need to honor and reverence the gift of the priesthood and what it has been to us down through these 2,000 years. A very good example of a priest exercising the apostleship of being sent forth was Chris McVeigh, who died very recently. After working 40 years in Pakistan, he visited us here in New Zealand last year and told us about the openness and hospitality of receiving all those different in faith and culture and language to ourselves. Being open-hearted, receiving all as we would receive Jesus Christ today. I found him most inspiring in his approach to interfaith dialogue, interfaith matters, which is what he spoke here in Auckland about. He was quite a refreshing gift to us last year. So we thank God for the gift that Chris McVeigh was to us, and no doubt the great gift that he was to Pakistan for so long. And we offer our condolences to the Dominican Friars for the loss of such a vibrant member. Thank you.